Yeshua is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Yeshua is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Yeshua is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Yeshua is calling.
Lord, we gather here to give you honor, to glorify your name, to proclaim you as Lord of all. Thank you, Lord, that because of what you have done through the atoning sacrifice and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua, we can come boldly into your presence. and we can declare your word, and we can worship you in spirit and in truth.
Atavu, Ohalecha
state we're in, whatever our week has been like, we choose to bring the sacrifice of praise into your house, O Lord. Hallelujah! Grateful hearts we bring to you, Lord.
Come into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. I will thank him for his blessings. Hallelujah. I will praise him for he loves me. Hallelujah. Shout unto the Lord, serve him with gladness. Come before the Lord with songs of joy. I will thank him for his blessings. Hallelujah. I will praise him for he loves me. Hallelujah. The Lord is he who makes us his people. It is he who cares for all his sheep. I will thank him for his blessings. Faithfulness endures forevermore. I will thank him for his blessings. Hallelujah. I will thank him for he loves me. Hallelujah. Come into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. I will thank him for his blessings. So shout unto the Lord, serve him with gladness. Come before the Lord with songs of joy. I will thank him for his blessings. Hallelujah. I will praise him for his love.
is He who makes us His people. It is He who cares for all of His sheep. I will thank Him for His blessings. For the love of God is everlasting, His faithfulness endures forevermore. I will thank Him for His blessings, hallelujah. I will praise Him, for He loves me, hallelujah. I will thank Him for His blessings, hallelujah. I will thank Him for His blessing, hallelujah. I will praise Him, for He loves me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, that You are always with us.
Do not fear, for He is with you. Be not afraid, for He is your God. He will help you. He will comfort you. Be not afraid, for He is with you. Do not fear, for He is with you. Be not afraid, for He is your God. He will help you. He will comfort you. Be not afraid, for He is with you.
Lord. Hallelujah.
To the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, oh, maker of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah! In all our trials, oh Lord, we look to you.
Your foot shall never be moved. You'll never stumble or slip. He who watches Israel, he never slumbers or sleeps. No, he never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord will keep you from harm. He watches over your soul. He will watch you come and go, now and forevermore, forever, now and forevermore. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, oh, maker of heaven and earth. Your foot shall never be moved. You'll never stumble or slip. He who watches Israel, he never slumbers or sleeps, no, he never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord will keep you from harm, he watches over your soul, he will watch you come and go. To the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, maker of heaven and earth. Yes, your foot shall never be moved. You'll never stumble or slip. He who watches Israel, he never slumbers or sleeps. No, he never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord will keep you from harm. He watches over your soul. He will watch you come and go, now and forevermore, forever, now and forevermore. So I lift my eyes to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the
maker of heaven and earth, maker of heaven and can you? Oh Lord, we wait on you. Lord, we know that you're present in the still voice. Lord, we know that if we quiet our hearts before you, you'll speak to your people. Miriam, do you have something to share? You sure?
As we were singing the last song, as we sing that song over the years, I frequently say the wrong word. When we sing, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, I end up saying slips. And what I was thinking is that, thinking about myself and about righteous people, is that while we do stumble and slip instead of slumber or sleep, there's a proverb that says that the righteous man does not fall so as to fall headlong. And so that's what I'm thinking right now, is we may stumble and slip, but we don't stumble so as to fall headlong.
John, do you want to share what you're looking at?
Just reading through Ephesians chapter 6, where children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and in singleness of heart, as unto the Messiah, Christ. Not what I service as man pleasers, but as servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing good service as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there any respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take on you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit, and watching on to do with all the perseverance and supplications for all saints, and for me, that the utterance may be given me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the gospel, the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that I may therein speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that you also know my affairs, and how I do Trachius, my beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and you might have comfort in your hearts. Amen. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with you all, that the love of our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. It's just so important that, you know, the wickedness in high places, and I just thank God that I'm here and I'll be able to read it.
Hallelujah.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Thyself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
Of
You
battle.